97.1. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Here for a good time, not a long time,
not a long time.
So have a good time.
That is fast becoming my favorite song, Pat. Thank you so much for that introduction. I appreciate that. Good afternoon, and welcome to Thursday's local radio hour. I'm your host, David Keyes, and I've got Pat Murphy on sound and lights right next to me here. So since it's radio, probably mostly sound, probably not a whole lot of lights today, I'm going to guess.
Your contract specified a spotlight.
Oh, a spotlight.
A spotlight, okay. Right on you. So little, you know, yeah, that and red M&Ms in the dish only. But
there you go. Thank you for doing that. I do appreciate that. I truly do. If you are listening to us, which I assume you probably are, you're hearing us live on 97.1 FM, also on KSPT, KBFI, or streaming online at NorthIdahoRadio.com whenever you want. In fact, I know that Pat puts us up an hour or so after we're done, so it's out there for perpetuity, and I know there's people listening because they tell me that. So that's a good, I guess that's a good measurement there, Pat. Anyway, looking forward to a great show today in this air-conditioned studio. I can't believe how hot it is already. It's getting back into real summertime stuff for sure. And as summer kicks in around here, of course, we've got the festival going on. And it's been a really good ride so far. Have you been to the festival at all this year?
I have not yet.
Are you planning on it?
I am gifting my tickets to family that are in town visiting from Pennsylvania.
Oh, nice.
They're going tonight to see Lee Bryce.
That should be really good, I think, too. Yeah. No, we didn't go to a whole lot this year. We kind of were picking and choosing, and we went to Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors and then National Parks. And that was fun. I didn't know what to expect.
I live three blocks from Memorial Field. I can sit in my yard and hear the fairly clearly. So
is it pitch perfect pretty much?
It's great, you know. Yeah. I enjoy a refreshing beverage.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Yes, a cold refreshing beverage, and I sit in my yard and I enjoy the music in the evening.
Well, last night, in fact, I was home doing some yard work and such, and of course the concert was going on a Wednesday night, which is great, and the wind was just about right. There must have been a little bit of wind going down the river there and landed right in my backyard, which is really kind of cool. So, and then somebody decided to get the weed whacker out at that point, which kind of, you know, lost some of the ambiance. But that's the way it goes. It was a fun night. Great festival. As near as I can tell, things are looking really good. I think they're looking at maybe a sold-out concert or two coming up. I haven't heard that officially, but I know they're really close on, especially Saturday night.
Jason Mraz is real close, I believe.
Is it? Yeah. Good. Well, so make sure you get your tickets now, I guess,
yes.
Right? Yeah. Or give them to your friends from Pennsylvania. That'd be really good, really good too.
Yes.
So we've got a great couple of guests today, too. In our first block, we're going to have Andrew Chapin, who's a Sandpoint resident. He is now the head of acute care manager and all that good stuff at Bonner General. So he'll be here talking about his new gig and all of that. Then we'll have a few minutes with the folks from, Brenda Curtis. She's a chef.
Yes.
At the senior center. You probably know her. Yeah. And then Lisa Bond will be here as well. And maybe they're bringing some muffins or cookies or something today. That would be good. Interesting. And I don't know if you ever heard of a pop-up bar before.
I've heard the term.
Yeah.
I can't quite say. I know verbatim. If you asked me what it was, I'd say, I can't really say.
I think I just did.
We're going to find out, though. Yeah, you did. And I showed you that I didn't know.
You punted it back to me. You
stick sure around, though. We're going to find out.
You know, there's a guy named Mel Dick who's kind of Mr. Whiskey around town for sure, Mr. Rotary, Mr. All Sorts of Stuff. And he's decided to jump up in the pop-up bar business.
All of us in town have probably worked for Mel at one venue or another. I've worked for Mel. I worked for him doing the karaoke for a couple of years.
So, really? Yeah. I didn't know that.
No, I did.
He's ubiquitous. He's all over the place. And he's calling this the Diamond Cocktail and bar. So it'll be a popping up soon, or maybe it's already popped up. We'll find out here a little bit later. So Olympics are going on. In fact, it's funny, in the studio I can kind of catch, like, I can see swimming right over here. So I kind of get a little glimpse of what's going on. And I find myself staying up a little later at night now watching the Olympics, which I should be going to bed, because they wrap up about 11 o'clock on the main NBC channel, yeah. But all those other streaming ones, like, you could watch 24/7.
Well, it's really starting live the next day, so I'm up on average till 2:30 a.m. or something. So I usually see the next day's live coverage for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have our own Olympic sport here Saturday. Did you know that?
We do.
The Long Bridge Swim.
Yes, that'd be not a marathon, but...
No, it's 1.76 miles.
Yes.
In water.
That is long.
And I guarantee the water is cleaner here than it is in the Seine River in Paris.
From what I've heard, some of the reports of what's happened in the Seine.
Yeah. You'd have to be in Seine to be part of that race, but that's just neither here nor there for sure. No, it's been good. They're expecting about 550 people to literally jump in the lake and make that swim.
I'm going to take our guests over to watch because and anybody who's ever seen it live it's just something to see.
Well, you know, it's amazing. Jim Zuberbühler took it over from Eric Ridgeway a few years ago now, and they've done something really cool. What they do is they gift swimming lessons to students. So they have West Bonner County here. They have, of course, Bonner's Ferry now too. And I think they've said they've scholarshiped 1,000-some-odd kids. And you think about that, we have water here. It's a dangerous place if you don't know how to swim. And to help these kids get along and be healthy and be safe, I think that is a godsend too. So not only is it a great exercise, a fun event, they're helping save lives.
Any level. There's people who actually competitively come down and show up for this thing to try to, you know, beat records. There's elderly that just are, you know, doggy paddling and stuff. And it's just everybody, kids, adults, grandparents.
A few years ago, a person did the butterfly. Two people, actually, from the University of Washington swim team did the butterfly the whole way. Can you imagine? I mean, I couldn't do the butterfly. I could do one rotation, maybe.
I've tried it.
Have you?
I've tried I've tried to butterfly. I mean, not like competitively or anything. Attempted, you know, sitting at City Beach and... Let's see if I get to the rope and back butterflying. It was not pretty.
No. But if you get a chance, it is a fun sport to watch. A lot of people just get on the long bridge and just kind of follow the swimmers along. I've never competed, and I'm not a very good swimmer. But I volunteered 1 year with a kayak to be a safety, and I've been with the sheriff's department before, safety type thing. And just the sheer energy, just the sheer courage and guts to do something like that. I know people who have not stepped foot in the water yet are going to be swimming on Saturday. I mean, crazy. I mean, I get a cramp just thinking about even watching these guys.
Fortunately, as we're going back into the heat wave, and I do believe it's supposed to hit 97, 98.
It is.
Friday and Saturday.
Right.
So, it's the water is nice.
Yeah.
Water's just nice.
So the big debate is wetsuit or no wetsuit. I hear that with my buddies. You know, and it's interesting because... These young kids who are doing it, and there's 8-year-old kids doing this thing, and 9, 10 all the way up through, they don't have body fat. I'm blessed with a layer of body fat where the older you get, the more natural insulation you have, so you don't really need a wetsuit other than for the buoyancy part of it. It'll help you get through.
You could paint me purple naked, and I could go around as the Grimace. I'd be arrested, but, you know.
Yeah, that would be okay. That would probably – let's not do that. Again, we're on radio, so I'm going to get that out of my mind right now for sure. So, interesting, though, this coming week now for the festival this weekend, the one that most people are talking about – again, the Country Western Night will be great Saturday. It'll be fun. Coley Calais is wonderful. I mean, I think she's just got a great voice for sure. On Sunday, though, they have How to Train Your Dragon. And, you know, it's based on a movie, and they're going to show the movie, but there's an orchestra playing along with it. And I guess they did something like that last year. Remember in the old days, you'd have the whole Spokane Symphony Orchestra here. Yeah. And that was cool, too, no doubt about it. But this time what they're doing is they've done a kind of a change on that. And they play the movie, and they have this orchestra playing along with it. And people who went last year, they're all coming back this year to watch it again. They said it was that good.
Yeah.
So
I've heard great things.
Yeah, well, good. Well, and again, you can hear from your front porch or your backyard, whichever way you want to go.
I'm sending my Pennsylvanians to it, so I'll enjoy it from the yard.
Very, very good. So I think what we should do, you think we should jump?
Jump.
Let's take a break right now, and then when we come back, we're going to have the newest face of a manager at Bonner General. His name is Andrew Chapin. He's a local guy who's doing great things at our local hospital. We'll see you back soon.
Attention anglers, can you identify bull trout? Bull trout can have pink or orange spots on the body and white on the leading edge of their fins. They have no black spots on their dorsal fin. Remember, no black, put it back. You must release all bull trout. For practice identifying trout on the internet, type in Bull Trout Education and click on the online Bull Trout ID test. Please help Bull Trout Recovery in the Clark Fork Ponderay Basin. This has been brought to you by Avista, Idaho Council of Trout Unlimited, Idaho Fish and Game, and Montana Fish, Wildlife and Parks.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7 year old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio.
Sponsored by Age of...
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Diego.
Hi, Diego. It's Jennifer Coolidge. You know, I just want to say your cashback match makes me feel so special. It really inspired me.
That's great. Doubling the cashback you've earned at the end of your first year is what we do.
Well, I'm doubling everything now. Double dating, double dipping, double feature, double header, double whammy. You know, basically double or nothing.
You earn, we match. Discover cashback match. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Don't miss out on summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get 15% off a set of Brake Best Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors. Restore quality braking and improve stopping performance with parts and advice from the professional parts people. Save money now when you visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts. News Talk 97.1.
Well, welcome back. I'm glad you decided to stick around and listen to us a little bit today. We've got Andrew Chapin here today, a brand new manager basically at BGH, and he's first time on the radio, I've heard.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. You get a little close to the microphone there, that'd be great. It really would. There you go. Perfect, perfect. And from what I've been told, you're the acute care manager there?
I am, yep. Yeah. I took over that role at the beginning of the year, and I'm managing the acute care side of the hospital. I'm a local boy, born and raised here in Sandpoint. Came back to the area about a year ago from doing some travel nursing and different stuff, and just settling into a role at BGH, and then decided I'd step up and try the manager position.
Good for you. Good for you. So Chapin, that is a local name. You've got grandparents here. You've got everybody's here, right?
Oh, yes, sir. Yep. I've been here 5-6 generations. I was actually born on the unit that I'm managing right now. And January 2nd was my first day taking over, and my first patient that I admitted to the unit was my own grandma. So it is a community endeavor. I'm very much involved in that side of it.
Keeping it in the family, that's a good way to start, too. Yeah. That was nice of her to kick in that way and help you out. So very good, very good. So you were a traveling nurse for a little while.
I was. I graduated high school here 2001, went down to Coeur d'Alene and did the NIC thing, worked for a few years at Kootenai, and then traveled north to Barrow, Alaska, about as far north as you can go. Yeah. End up going way far south into the Hawaiian Islands. Worked there for 10 years on a heart unit, and then decided it was time to come home. Mom and dad were retiring and wanted their grandkids around, and BGH is where it was at.
Well, very good. Well, they're lucky to have you. They really are. I was told that there's a new program called Transitional Care Program, or called Swing Beds.
Yeah.
Is that something that you're looking at, you're doing?
Yeah, we actually took our first two patients last week. So on acute care, we're kind of the Swiss Army knife of the hospital. We do everything. We take your medical diagnosis, like your UTIs and your pneumonias, that sort of stuff. We do the post-op, like your total hips, total knees. We kind of do it all, but we decided to open up a new line of service, the transitional care unit, and that's to help people kind of bridge from being on the acute care side, getting them home and ready to go. It's a form of rehab, right, but we kind of focus in with multidisciplinary care on a personal level and help them reach those goals.
Sure. So what's the difference between acute care than the ICU? Is there a...
Yeah, well... ICU is your critical patients. Those are your vented patients. They're your critical drips that need really close monitoring. So it's a relatively small unit. We have 5 beds there. Acute care kind of takes everything else. Gotcha. And this transitional care spot is the newest.
So maybe give me the overview of what transitional care, the program really is. I mean, maybe more in-depth.
Maybe like an example would be a good thing. So if grandma's out, she breaks her hip, she comes into the hospital, we're going to fix her up. She's going to be inpatient, and we are going to manage her blood pressure, her medications, her electrolytes. We're going to fix that hip. And then traditionally what would happen is that we would get her to the point where she could start rehab at one of the centers, maybe here in town. Well, we're kind of looking at taking over some of that role. We would help with the rehab portion of it and get them back home. It'll help our community in lots of ways. One, sometimes there's a backup trying to get to the rehab center. They don't have availability. And two, what really helps the patient and the family is that it's the same people that know you. Right. You don't have to get new PT, OT. It's the same doctors, nurses, case management, nutrition, pharmacy. Everyone who was with you on the inpatient side is taking over your care for the rehab portion of it. And that just smooths out the transition. So,
sure. There's some apprehension, I'm sure. So if you see the same face helping you through the process, it's got to be easier on the patient.
Yeah. And you know, a lot of stuff gets dropped in transition of care. So if you go to a new place, they have to pick up where we left off. They have to write the new orders and figure out what we were doing. And we try to facilitate that wherever you go. But here it's seamless. You'll be in the same room. If you're in 218, then you'll be in 218. Oh. You'll just hang out there and you won't notice a whole big change, except we'll come in, we'll introduce the program to you. And everyone meets and discusses your needs specifically. So we don't treat, we treat every patient as a person, you know, and figure out what they need as far as nutrition, meds, and kind of attack it that way so they can get healthy and home and get out of the hospital.
Well, tell me a little bit more about the swing beds. I'm trying to envision what that really is, but maybe explain that better to me.
Swing beds, transitional care, it's the same thing. It's part of the acute care. It's in the same unit. It's just a style of care. So really it's moving from the inpatient side of it, where we were fixing your problems, to now transitioning over to rehabbing you so we can get you back home with your family and loved ones.
Gotcha. And I think you've explained pretty well how it's a benefit. Again, it's fewer hands involved, the same people. That has to help a bunch.
It is. And I think we're able to provide more communication with the family and with the patient of what's going on. And that's always a big apprehension in healthcare. You know, if we can get that communication barrier down, it helps out. In the long run, we're hoping, because occasionally what will happen is someone who has a surgery that we can't perform might go down to Coeur d'Alene or Spokane to get that done. And then they have to enter the rehab field.
Yeah.
And so if they're down there, they might get placed in rehab that direction. And the traffic's getting worse. It's a long drive to get down there for Sandpoint residents. So if we can bring them back and maybe help out a few of those families where they don't have to drive back and forth, then it's another service we can provide to the community.
You bet. So you've stepped up into management now. How's that going for you?
It's going good. It's going real good. I've entertained it before in my career, but BGH was the first place that I ever felt like home. And with my senior leadership and other managers, and I have a great nursing staff and CNAs there that make the job easier for me. My dad always laughs because I spent a few hours in the principal's office, and now I have my own office, and he gets a kick out of that. So,
well, great to be home too, right? Raising the kids, it sounds like.
It is, yeah. This community gave me so much. I mean, I went through Sandpoint High School. Satini Paloa was my football coach. Yeah. Marianne Love was my English teacher. Ray Miller, you know, taught me government. And I was out there. I wouldn't be the guy that I am today without them. And so coming back home and being able to give back to the community, and really at BGH, that's what it is. I mean, I see my patients on the floor are, if not related to me, they're people I know a lot of the times. I see them at Walmart, City Beach, and everything that's going on. So it's an opportunity to give back and to get some fulfillment out of a job too.
And people kind of forget about that, don't they? Or your neighbors and friends and relatives are at this healthcare facility here in our local town.
Yeah. I mean, it's we see the local people, and it's nice that it still has a local feel to it. You know, I worked at these big hospitals that are 300 beds and they're shiny glass and fancy stuff, and that's nice, but sometimes they get away from that personal aspect, and that's something that we can really do here at BGH, and especially on the acute care side.
Well, again, I think you're the pride of Sandpoint coming home. Everybody's dream is to figure out a way to come home, and
I'm
like
happy to be
that.
Here. My parents are happy to be here and have us back. And we moved from Lahaina about a year ago, and today is the 1 year anniversary of the fire.
Wow!
So that was kind of heavy, just getting out of there, just in the nick of time. But,
wow! Yeah,
we think about them today, but it is so nice to be home in Sandpoint.
I'm sure you have a lot of friends there still.
Oh yeah, friends and what we consider Ohana family.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Do you have some background in Hawaiian? Are you?
Nope. I just happened to take a travel nursing job there and really fell in love with the place, and spent 10 years helping out their community.
Well, Andrew, thank you for your time today.
Yeah,
it's great meeting you
so
face to face. I seem to remember you as a bulldog way back in the day, so I'm glad you're doing so well. And the whole boomerang thing, you know, people find their way back home when they want to, and it sounds like you've just landed on your feet and doing a great job and a great facility. So best of luck to you, and maybe we'll see you again. And your first radio time, you did great. You really did.
Thank you.
You know, it was fun. It really was. So we'll take a break here. And then when we come back, we're going to hear what's going on in the Sandpoint Senior Center. Andrew, you can hang out for that. You know, you got another 30, 40 years before you have to worry about that. But you're welcome to stay. So
thank you.
We'll be right back after this commercial. Thank you.
Now at Northern Quest, we're giving away another Mercedes-Benz. Fancy, right? Some might even say too fancy. But we've got $150,000 in cash and prizes that says you'll probably stick out your pinky and get over it. It's the Mercedes Royale Giveaway. Play daily for your shot at a plush new Mercedes GLS 450 worth over $100,000. Grand prize drawing September 28th, only at Northern Quest. Thursdays at Northern Quest are now almost Fridays. That's right. We're starting the weekend early every Thursday with free bonus reward play just for showing up. Then there's $4 mixed drinks from Brown Family Spirits, 4 for $4 wings at East and Epic, $4 mini nachos at Qdoba, and a $4 burger at Fatburger. So clock out and come in every Thursday for almost Fridays at Northern Quest. Details at northernquest.com.
Just like the dedication of Olympic athletes, SelectQuote has been committed to helping families protect their future for nearly 40 years. Their experienced, licensed insurance agents do all the heavy lifting, getting you quotes from multiple highly rated carriers in just minutes. I turned to SelectQuote to secure our coverage and couldn't believe how easy and affordable it was. I'm 40 and my $500,000 policy was only $18 a month. My wife's also 40 and her $500,000 policy was only $16 a month. Plus, with their same-day coverage, there was no medical exam required, and we were covered by the time we hung up. Take home the gold by protecting your family's future with SelectQuote. Some policies are less than $1 a day.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote today. That's 1-800-880-7474.
Details on example rate at SelectQuote.com.
News Talk 97.1, KSPT KBFI. We're here for a good time, not a long time. So have a good time. The sun can shine every day.
And we're back. And I looked outside, and it's getting warm out there, Pat. It's going to be a hot, hot, hot day, so hopefully people can find a little bit of shade. My wife and my father-in-law are heading to Upper Pack River area, I think, to pick huckleberries today. So hopefully they stay a little bit hydrated that way. They promised they would tune in and make fun of me on the road, so that'll be kind of fun. I have Chef Brenda here. She's with the Sandpoint Area Seniors, Inc., used to be called the Sandpoint Senior Center. So if you know what that was, and if you haven't been there, you need to go there. Brenda has some updates on what's going on in your program. Welcome. I'm glad you're here.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Sure.
Usually Lisa's here, but she's out today, so I'm going it alone. I'm going to do a shout out to Cedar Hills Church for coming out to Senior Center and helping us out last weekend. They did a bang up job. I just want them to know that we're just like so appreciative of all the volunteers and people that come and help us. We just want to do a shout out for them. Also, you were speaking about cooling. We are a cooling center now, so if you're hot, come on down. We're open till 6.
Stop by then? People can just drop in?
Yep, or give us a call and find out the cooling station hours.
Great.
But I know they're going to be open till 6 on the weekends, so call for specific times or just come on down and come on in because it'll be cool in there.
What number did they call?
Sandpoint Senior Center, give us a call at 208-263-6860.
Awesome. You got it right. See, there you go. Practice, practice, practice.
Also coming up, we have our big, huge end of summer wine tasting event. Don't miss it. That's on Saturday, 8/24, August 24th. Starts at 3 o'clock. You need to call for reservations. It's filling up fast. And that's just a big old hoedown for the end of summer at the Senior Center. We're going to really be having a good time on that day. Also, don't forget our breakfast reservations at the end of the month. Call, you come in, get breakfast. We do a fundraising breakfast the last Friday of the month. And $10 with everything included, drinks, everything. I mean, you can't beat that. Also, in September coming up, I want to mention it, in August is our elections. We're having our board elections in September. So,
how many board members are?
I believe they have up to 10 board members, but it is our board election. So if you're interested,
and they're all up for to be elected again, or
this is our election. So if anyone's interested in that. And, of course, we have the old-time Fiddler's Jam. And just stop by, grab a newsletter, and see all the activities, and get yourself a menu. That's right, Monday through Thursday at 11:30, we're serving lunch. So
what's your best lunch? What's your favorite thing to
every
cook
every
day?
Up?
Well, no, what's your favorite to cook
I'm an Italian girl. I like the Italian cuisine, but I do everything, mostly home cooking. I'm from Texas. We do good barbecue, good everything, just everything we cook is good.
Well, that's awesome.
So, they come back for more every day. But we want more to come in and check us out. Don't have to be a senior.
No ID? You don't ID people at the door?
Well, we're not going to go that far. But no, it's just a suggested donation. Right, so we're not going to turn you away.
And how many people would be there at lunch? What's the normal?
I think our capacity is up to maybe 60 people. 60, 100. I mean, we'll get out the folding chairs.
If you had to, huh?
You betcha.
Have you ever been at full capacity?
Oh, yes. Okay. Many times. Yes, because we're a fun happening place.
Well, that and the Italian / Texas cuisine. Who could say no to that?
/ Idaho. Yes.
Well, it's always fun seeing you. It really is. I know your partner in crime couldn't make it today, but it's fun sitting across the table, seeing your smiling face, and you know, and your dedication comes through. I could tell. I mean, you really are throwing yourself at it. It's not just a job for you. So, anything else going on that we should know about?
Well, the only other thing we always say is volunteers. We always need you. Come and get on our volunteer list because there's always a need somewhere.
Right.
You know, yard work, snow plowing. You know.
And you do Meals on Wheels through there as well? Is that still come through you?
It is the Area Agency Food Program.
Okay.
And it's like Meals on Wheels. Oh. And we do go out to the and if anybody needs to get on that program, give us a call.
Okay.
Let's get you signed up or get you on the list. Or if you have a need or an elderly person that might need some food that don't get out much, you know.
Yeah. So, Chef Brenda, it sounds like the funnel is really the phone to call you guys and find out where they can plug in to. Huh?
That's whether right. Oh, and come and pick up a newsletter. Come check us out.
And what's that number one last time?
Oh, our number is 208-263-6860.
There you go. Well, very good. Well, thanks for everything. Great. Thank you for stopping by today, too. Short and sweet. I wanted to get the word out for you, and we'll keep the conversation going for sure.
Nice.
So when we come back, though, we have something interesting going on. It's downtown. It's called a pop-up whiskey bar. Have you ever heard of such a thing? No. So you have to stay tuned here. We've got a guy named Mel Dick who is always pushing the envelope to help the community or find different ways to serve the community. He'll be here in a few minutes to talk about all of that. But in the meantime, give Brenda and company a phone call if you're interested in helping out, or if you need some of the services, or if you don't know what the services are, too. I'm sure you can point them in the right direction, too, Brenda. Yes. Always great seeing you. Thanks for coming, and we will talk to you maybe next month or so.
Okay, we'll be back.
Take care, and we'll be back right after this break.
Time has proven to be a good judge of quality. When something stands the test of time, you know it's good. Steve here with Pacific Steel and Recycling in Ponderé. Pacific is a 100% employee-owned company that has been delivering great steel products and providing convenient, quality recycling services for more than a century. Here in Ponderé for more than 30 years. So if it's structural steel you need, or just looking to turn your metal trash into cash, visit Pacific Steel and Recycling, located at 1000 Triangle Drive in Ponderé.
School is almost here, and if there's two things I can count on, it's my kids needing new outfits because they grow like weeds, and Kohl's stocking their favorite styles. With the Back to School Customer Appreciation event going on, I scored 30% off tees, jeans, sneakers, and more when I shopped with a Kohl's card. No card? No problem. Rewards members save 20%, and everyone else saves 15%, plus earn Kohl's cash. When it comes to back to school, you gotta go back to Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offer ends August 11th. See store or kohls.com for details.
I want to learn how to cook, but I keep ordering takeout.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel will help you start having conversations in as little as 3 weeks. Words and phrases you'll actually use. So when someone asks,
"How's your French going?"
you can say,
"Babbel facilite grandement l'apprentissage d'une nouvelle langue."
Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.com. Babbel.com.
The PRCA Rodeo returns to the Bonner County Fairgrounds Outdoor Arena on Friday and Saturday, August 2nd and 3rd. Tickets on sale now at BonnerCountyFair.com. Bring the family for all the traditional PRCA Pro Rodeo events, bareback, steer wrestling, team roping, barrel racing, bull riding, and so much more. Friday is Patriot Night, presented by North 40 Outfitters. Tickets at BonnerCountyFair.com right now. Limited availability on day of the event.
It's time to rebuild the Co-op Gas and Supply Company parking lot, and we want to limit the confusion. August 5th through the 7th, the north parking lot will be closed. Please enter through the south fontaine access near the big propane bulk tank. August 8th through the 10th, the south parking lot will be closed. Please enter the north lot off of Tibbetts Drive. Propane customers, please note, there will be no small propane bottle fills August 8th through August 10th. Please make plans for filling your tanks ahead of time. We know this will be inconvenient, but it's time to repair the holes, the bumps, the pits, and the cracks. Thank you for your patronage and your patience while we tend to this much-needed task at the Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderé, 208-263-6820.
News Talk 97.1.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back. We are on 97.1 FM KSPT KBFI and streaming online at NorthIdahoRadio.com. Whenever and wherever you want, we're out there to entertain and make the days go a little bit shorter. And speaking of all the people in the world who I'd love to be talking to right now, the top of my list would be a guy named Mel Dick, because Mel is so involved with our community. He's a big guy in Rotary, as you probably know. He's an entrepreneur. He is just the guy around town. And he came up with a different idea. Well, I can't say it's a different idea. It's a new idea for Sandpoint, for sure. But it's kind of making its way around the country. Mel, what's going on? Tell me.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me here. Sure. So what's going on is, as you know, we do own the 219 Lounge, Claudia and I do. She's my wife. Mm-hmm. And we decided that we wanted to try a new concept, and it's called the Diamond Cocktail and Whiskey Bar. And it is a pop-up bar. As you go around the country, it's not uncommon for chefs and bar owners to try out new concepts through what's called a pop-up. So a pop-up could literally be a tent that's popped up, and it could be available for one day, and it could be in any location you can imagine, as long as you can get approvals. Or it could be in a fixed location for up to several months at a time. The Diamond happens to be at 113 Main, which previously was a restaurant until Trinity reopened this summer.
Ah.
All the staff from 113 Main went down to Trinity, and they're all coming back to 113 Main sometime around the middle of September.
Sure.
So in the meantime, my wife and I said, well, this is an opportunity. This location presented itself. So we're testing this new concept. The concept is based on Prohibition, pre-Prohibition era kind of cocktails, real classic cocktails, and whiskey tastings.
Oh.
And so we're very excited about it. It's fun. It's only open 4 days a week.
Gotcha.
From 3 to 10 p.m., Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And we popped up in early June, and we're going to pop back down on August 31st.
And you have whiskey flights and all sorts of stuff, too.
We have whiskey flights. Yeah. We have cocktails. We have wine. We have a couple of really great specialty non-alcohol cocktails that we've come up with as well.
Well, you've got some unique names here for sure, like the Hemingway Daiquiri. That sounds like it's interesting. There's some history behind each one of these selections, true.
There is. And the majority of our featured cocktails on the cocktail menu are either pre or during Prohibition era kind of cocktails. The Hemingway Daiquiri is obviously named after Ernest Hemingway, one of my favorite authors in the world, and somebody that has, if you wanted to kind of come back in life and lead a very unique, unusual life, you'd become Ernest Hemingway. In fact, last week in Key West, they just finished up the Hemingway lookalike contest. And one of the things they did is they all rode around on mechanical bulls.
Of course they did.
In any event, Ernest was known to live in Key West for a long time. He used to go down to Cuba fishing a lot. He had a favorite bar in Cuba. He walked into a different bar, saw these people drinking something he'd never heard of, and it turned out it was a daiquiri. But he was a diabetic, so he couldn't have the sweetness of the daiquiri, so he had to make it without the simple syrup that you'd expect to find in it. He became known as Papa Doubles in that bar because he was known to drink up to 20 of these Hemingway daiquiris at a setting.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
And I could go on and on and on, but there's a history behind a lot of these cocktails.
Well, in fact, I've been lucky enough to hear some of the history stories that you've had about Prohibition and all that, too. So it's kind of fun to have your passion and also have a little bit of fun with this, too. Are you serving meals at all? Is there any food involved?
We do not have a full kitchen. We do have a charcuterie plate, our board. We have a hummus veggie kind of board that my wife makes.
Yeah.
And starting next week, we've got a couple of surprises.
Oh, very good.
That we're going to have.
Very good.
Yeah.
So you were tempted because, again, it was sitting somewhat vacant because, of course, with Trinity making its last hurrah.
Yes.
I mean, so you didn't have a staff, but you also wanted to use that space. You've been doing this for how long?
Well, we started in June, and we're going to, you know, the concept, the pop-up itself will close in at the end of August, August 31st.
Okay.
We have been thinking about this concept of the Prohibition era, the whiskey bar, for a number of years. It really started, what got us interested in it is we get a lot of requests to donate things to auctions, nonprofits, etc. And somebody asked us if we would do a special cocktail session. And so we started doing these about 4 or 5 years ago. That led to whiskey tasting sessions. And we've been, you know, we've probably done 30 of these over the last several years. But it really got us into, here's the kind of cocktails that people don't know about.
Right.
People haven't heard about them, or if they've heard about them, they have no clue because they're old school cocktails.
And the history lesson comes along with it.
The history lesson comes along with it, and there's a story behind all of these cocktails.
Right.
Most people don't know that the great bartenders of the world were in the United States, and they left the United States around 1920.
Oh.
Prohibition. The reason they did, Prohibition started in 1920.
Sure.
And so a number of those cocktails on our list were actually made by American bartenders working at bars like Harry's New York Bar in Paris.
Oh, okay.
You know, those kind of things. And so they all went away and they all came back. And the profession of bartending in the last 15 to 25 years has become akin to the profession of being a great chef.
Oh,
so
oh.
There's a lot of creativity that goes into it. There's a lot of exactness. There's an amazing amount of science that goes into making food and drink
sure.
and doing it the right way.
Sure, absolutely. Well, what a fun adventure yeah. for you, too. I know that the Diamond's going to be great, and it'll be fun for people to check it out. I promise I will check it out for sure. But also, you found a way to elevate and to discuss whiskey history and everything else and with Rotary, as a matter of fact, too. You're part of this international. Tell me about that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, Rotary International. First of all, you know, we've got thousands of clubs around the world, and each club is kind of independent. At the same time, they're all part of this international organization, and they have these fellowships. So you join Rotary to do lots of different things, but there are probably close to 200 different kind of fellowships.
Right.
One of those fellowships is made up of Rotarians from around the world, and it's called the Whiskey Dram Fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
Several years ago, one of our fellow Rotarians, Cliff Warren, really got into whiskey, and that led he and I to start a Whiskey Dram Fellowship for our district, which is 50-some different clubs. And, you know, it's just a lot of fun. It's people coming together. It's not your traditional Rotary kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
There are fellowships for everything from doctors, dentists, to painters.
Cyclists, right.
You name
right.
it. Yes, I'm a member of the Rotary Cycling Deserve Fellowship.
So that's Zoom at its best, right?
It's
I mean,
Zoom,
it's all over the world.
Best. There's
that's
a Rotary true. Fellowship for Esperanza. And that wow. is a language that was made up back in the 1700s or 1800s to be a universal language, and we have a fellowship for it.
That's amazing. It
yes.
really is. It really is. Well, the Diamond will be only open until the end of August. So
it'll only be open to August 31st
yeah. and
from
then,
3 to 10 p.m., Wednesday through Saturday.
Yeah.
It's quiet. It's intimate. We're trying to create an atmosphere where you can just come, enjoy a great cocktail, enjoy a great whiskey, enjoy a great flight of whiskey.
Right, right.
Which is three or four different samples.
Yeah.
Of, we have well over 100 whiskeys on our whiskey list. So mm-hmm. We're excited about the concept. Whether we move forward and find a permanent location all depends on our travel schedule.
And August will tell, too.
And August will tell.
Changing subjects a bit, how's Trinity doing? How's that going for the last hurrah? What's Justin telling you?
Well, I think Trinity's been very busy. You know, a lot of people are going, you know, a lot of people stay away from Trinity in the summer because it's so busy.
Right.
And we got all the tourists and things like that. I think a lot of people are saying, well, this might be the last time we could have a meal at Trinity. And so you've got a lot of the tremendous support from the local community, tremendous support from the out-of-town customers who come, you know, from all over to spend the weekend at the Best Western because they want to go to the restaurant at Trinity. It's a great setting. It's going to be sad to see it go away, quite
yeah.
frankly.
Yeah.
On the other hand, the owners, the Avril Hospitality Group, have great plans for what they want to do there in the future.
Yeah.
They've recently gotten approval that they needed to get from planning and zoning for the city of Sandpoint. So now it's just a matter of, you know, when might they start, you know, demolition and construction over the next, who knows?
Right. Totally up to them on that.
To them.
For
yeah.
sure. For sure. Changing gears again, 219. You've ruined a perfectly good dive bar there. It's so nice in there now. I mean, are you going to apologize to the public right now?
Oh, no, yes, I apologize. It's music festival time, right?
Yep.
And so our manager at the 219 used to be in charge of setting up the stage,
oh, yeah.
all the sound system, etc. Mike Rusky was his name, better known as Rug by everybody. Rug used to bring a lot of the bands into the 219 after the shows. And one night there was a band leader in there and the guy looked around and says, "This is a 5-star dive bar." Well, being the accountant I am, I thought, well, you know, five-star dive bar, maybe we can market this somehow. So we became a Idaho's five-star dive bar, Sandpoint's local dive bar. And then in 2017, we realized that people weren't smoking as much anymore. We needed to go non-smoking. We went non-smoking. We stopped marketing ourselves as a five-star dive bar. We won an award as one of the top 50 dive bars in the country after we stopped. So we still have this reputation sometimes of a dive bar, but you know, you can get great cocktails there. You can get great beers there. We got over 20 beers on tap. We got lots of unique, different whiskeys. You'd never know what top shelf whiskey might be on the shelf because we bring them out on a different periodic kind of basis. So, and that's really where the name The Diamond comes from. The 219 started out originally as the old Bohemia Club in 1933 on Pine Street when Prohibition ended. A year later, it moved up to its current location, and it burned shortly thereafter. And in 1937, it opened up as the Diamond Bar.
Oh.
And it was the Diamond Bar until the 50s, and that got named the 219 because there was an error made when they applied for the liquor license and put it in the address. And that name kind of stuck. So it's been the 219 ever since. But if you go look at the front of the 219, it's kind of hard to make it out, but it's an Art Deco building built back in the late 30s like that. And it has a diamond that's carved into the front of the building. So you can see the tip of the diamond on top and the bottom, and you got to kind of look for it, but it's there. And that's the genesis for the name, the Diamond Cocktail and Whiskey Bar.
Well, how about that? So now we know why it's the 219. The 113 Main.
So 113 Main is the address. You know, my wife, Claudia, started the original Trinity. Then she started, reopened another restaurant, which was Swan's, or at the time, I think it was called The Landing.
Right.
And she didn't really want to name it the same name. So, she had the 219. She bought the original 219 before she opened up Trinity, and 41 South was the address. So it became 41 South. Moving forward to 113 Main, our daughter-in-law and our son, Justin, own 113 Main. Our daughter-in-law actually owns the restaurant. And the name 113 Main just kind of made sense. You know, 219, 41 South, 113 Main. And in Trinity, it just didn't seem, you know, I think Justin toyed with calling Trinity 2.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, it just kind of stuck. And I think it's now 113 Main, and probably will be for a long time.
Well, at least later in September.
Yeah, later. And we still, you know, we refer to this as 113 Main.
Sure.
It's just the diamond cocktail. The
diamond
whiskey
pop-up.
Yep.
Yeah, very, very, very good. Well, Mel, what else is going on? You got a minute or so to tell me what's going on in the world of Mel.
Oh, man. Well, we're getting ready to go on about a six-week trip to the Kentucky and Tennessee Bourbon Trails.
Oh,
in mid-September and October, and we're going to visit a lot of distilleries, a lot of the places that are making the whiskeys serving.
Yeah.
That's exciting, you know, back to Rotary. Rotary's got the Wackenide bike ride coming up on September 9th. That's a week-long ride that starts and finishes in Sandpoint, and we'll have about 150 people. Currently, we have riders from 24 states and two provinces of Canada, so it's a really kind of cool, fun thing to see that many different people from all over come together.
It's really good for the district, the Rotary District, too, to work together that way, too.
Yep. Yeah, there's nine different Rotary clubs that put on this ride, so it's a lot of camaraderie, just a fun kind of thing. I've been involved for 15 years now, along with Cliff Warren and from our club. And, you know, we have some basically lifelong friends that aren't even in Rotary anymore that we met through this ride.
Right, exactly.
And putting it on.
Yeah. Chafe, yes. Any news about Chafe?
Well, we had a very interesting, challenging Chafe with the weather. You know, Chafe is a very complex ride. It's six rides, four different starting locations, starting times, and three locations. And on any given year, you can expect maybe there's going to be a little weather.
Yeah.
We had weather on all six routes, multiple times. You know, we were on track to have 500 registered riders. back to kind of pre-COVID. Mm-hmm. We only ended up with 380 because most people kind of looked at the weather the last day and a half. Nobody registered the day sure. before. The
locals
day
stayed home, didn't
people
they?
Stayed home. Sure. And I understand, you know, because the weather, it looked like it was going to be better than what it was, but it turned out to be bad. We had about 300 riders start, about 200 riders finished. We had our most successful ride in terms of raising money for the cause.
How much?
Well, we raised over $150,000 for Great. Educational kind of activities. The main sponsor or the main beneficiary is the Book Trust Program
awesome.
Of the Lake Pend'Oreille School District. Yep. And we're going to announce what that amount will be on September 4th with
Great,
a check
Mel.
Presentation. And hopefully all our sponsors and the whole community can come to Rotary that day.
Great. Well, thank you, Mel. Thanks for everything. Look downtown. There's a brand new place. And we're going to call it the Diamond. So stop on by. Have a great week.
Thank you.